territory if somebody is just learning and not knowing much about NECAN and wanted to learn and use this tape for prospecting and training, what are some of the things you say about the corporation that this person could you could share with us today that you talk about the company as a whole to tell when you're interviewing this guy or person?
Well, you know, that's kind of funny. Now you get into I've let Dennis Williams build my whole business, and what I mean by that, what I found when I sat down and heard about NECAN at first, I didn't hear the 5A1 Dun & Bradstreet rating, the fastest growing company in Japanese history, all the bullet points about NECAN. I didn't really hear that stuff. What I did hear, remember when I told you in the start of this tape, that when he asked me if something were happening to you today, what would happen to your family? Well, that hit me like a ton of bricks. So what I heard in this company was freedom. So what I want to get from them on the conference call is get from them what they're really looking for. And then what they're going to hear from me is a few bullet points about NECAN, you know, fast growing company, Japanese history, 5A1, Dun & Bradstreet rating, just the normal things. It's maybe a little bit about the products and what I'm looking for. Now, when I tell them what I'm looking for, I say, look, I'm looking for a couple people in the area. Really now one because I found the other one. And I really probably haven't because I'm looking for a lot of people. But just for the conversation's sake, I'm looking for a couple people. And once we find these people, we're going to help them build a business. We're structured just like a Merrill Lynch or a real estate company. The person we run with will get commission overrides off everybody in the area. Does that sound like something you could do? And in short, of course, they always, most of the time, say, yeah, that sounds like something I could do because they don't want to deny that they can't. So we basically go from there.
Well, it's really interesting because it's give us a really neat opportunity here because we got one of those people on the phone with us today here by the name of Sherry Dorsey that was prospected this way over the with a newspaper ad and sent a resume to Terry, and Terry called her up. And Sherry, why don't you share with us a little bit about how your response was to Terry when he called you and talked to you?
Okay, I'd love to. Well, first of all, when he called, he is telling you the truth. He said almost exactly what he's been saying. He got on the phone and said, listen, I want to put you on a conference call first. He told me a little bit about the company. It sounded interesting to me, but I wanted more information. So then we got on a conference call together, and then he called me back after that and said, you know, what other information did I need and that he'd like to meet with me.
Sure, I don't mean to interrupt, but I should ask you to kind of share a little bit about your background and how you kind of fit in with what Terry was looking for.
Oh, okay. Well, I actually took early retirement from Southwestern Bell in late 2000. I had been with them 29 years, loved the company that I worked for, but it was time to go and do something else. The thing I loved most about it was I worked with a lot of people in my career and was able to help a lot of people. But I was tired of the corporate-type environment, so I didn't do anything from 2000 until February 2003 is when I started thinking, I am really bored. I had felt like I'd lost a little bit of my purpose and wanted to find something that gave me the freedom to spend time with my grandchildren, but wanted something that really would help people. So whenever I saw this ad, and it did say, you know, public speaking, training experience, own and operated your own business, that really did fit with my experience level. So I sent in the resume, got a call from Terry, and then from there, you know, got on the call. The one thing that Terry did that I thought was very interesting, and he's already told you, but it really made an impression with me, is in that first call when he said, what are you really looking for? He really does use that information. What I said I was looking for is a way to help people, truly help people get what they want to do. And at that time, I didn't know anything about this company. And he goes, great. This is, you know, this could fit. And I was like, wonder how that could work. But he took what I was really looking for and really used it. Then anyway, we were on the conference call, and then he said, you know, can I meet with you? We came out, we met, and when I found out it was network marketing, I backed away.
Okay, now, when you met, where did you guys meet? Just for curiosity,
Yeah, we went to my house.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I had him come out to my house, and
Now, how did you feel about inviting a total stranger to come to your home?
I was fine with that. I'm a businesswoman, and my husband was here. I could tell he was a businessman. I really wasn't concerned about that at all. And I knew from talking to him and listening to the business part of it, that this was a professional person. So I did not feel uncomfortable at all. And then Terry is a wonderful man. He's very personable. So he walks in. And the other thing that impressed me is he walked in with really nothing, a few brochures, but no big, you know, no big deal. He didn't bring in a big bag of tricks or anything like that. So I thought that was kind of cool. I had to ask to see these products. And I thought that was a great approach, because instead of coming in and overwhelming somebody and putting something out all over your tables, he waited for me to ask, well, do you have anything? Well, yeah, I could bring it in. So anyway, he brought in a few things. I saw some things that I thought was very interesting. But coming from a corporate environment all my life, the network marketing part didn't match up.
That was kind of a turnoff for you, huh?
It was a turnoff.
And why was that a kind of a turnoff?
Well, I didn't know anything about network marketing.
There you go. Okay.
And that was the biggest turnoff, because, you know, I mean, I'm thinking, okay, I've heard about this in the past. No, I can't even tell you what I've heard now. But, you know, it was like, it's got to be bad. If it's network marketing, it's got to be bad. And so anyway, I said, no, I don't think I'm interested. So he said, you know, that's fine. He called me back because I told him I'd think about it. When he called me back is when I told him I didn't think I was interested. And he said, oh, that's okay. He said, I want to drop off a tape. I just want you to watch it at your leisure. And I said, well, you know, I really don't think I'm going to be interested. He said, that's okay. You know, just watch this tape. So he drops off the tape. The next day he calls me, asks me if I've watched the tape yet. If I haven't watched it, one time I hadn't watched it, so I had told him that I hadn't watched it. He said, okay, well, I'll call you tomorrow and see what you think. Well, then you feel obligated to watch these tapes. So I watched the tape. He would, and I said, yeah, you know, it sounds kind of interesting, but I just don't know. So bottom line is, he probably followed up on me 3 or 4 times, dropped off 3 or 4 different things. And then finally he came in, did a rollout, and I sat down and I said, you know what, I need to just sign up and I need to buy a couple of things to know that this is really as good as it sounds. Because the biggest problem that I heard with the company is it sounded so good, it sounded too good to be true.
On the tape, I'm just curiosity, was there anything on that tape, that Dennis Williams tape, that you caught your attention, that got you... your wheels are clicking a little bit, that you might have some interest?
Yes, 2 things. One was the money, although I never thought I was interested in the money. But when I heard the kind of money that could really be made, I was like amazed.
And they're again making this money, but yet helping an enormous amount of people around the world, right?
Exactly. You know, I've known a lot of people who've made a lot of money, but at a lot of times someone else's expense, not with someone else in mind to help them along the way. So it was exactly the kind of thing that I was looking for in my old corporate life, a way to help other people also be successful while you're being successful, which is just almost impossible to do in the corporate world. But I saw products that seemed to really work. I mean, in listening to his story about how that it had worked for him and his family, I was like, this is amazing. How can this be? You know, I mean, it was just, it was wonderful to hear. But again, I was skeptical. So I ordered a few things and waited till they came in. And Terry was, you know, he was right there with me the whole time. Never pushy, but right there. He was like, he would call every day or two, ask me, okay, you know, have you gotten the products yet? Or, you know, had I made my list yet? Whatever it was that needed to be my next step, he was right there with me to make sure that I wasn't forgetting about Neekin. And then finally, after that I'd gotten enough products, I started really listening to him and decided to start building my business. And I'm the slow-going kind. I'm going to go slow and steady. I'm going to build it to be at just as big as anybody else, but I'm doing it at my speed to be able to spend the time that I want to with my grandchildren, which fits in perfectly with what I needed.
Yeah, today's like around June 5th, right? Somewhere in that area. And you started how long ago, Sherry?
I started in March. I signed up in February but didn't get my first shipment or anything until in the March time frame. And So really, I count March as my start date.
So you've been in about 3 months then, huh?
No.
Okay, great. Well, I know that I met you for the first time was Saturday here, and you had the opportunity to spend some time with a group in Dallas, Texas, with a lot of other just individual females, I might say, and there were some people from the corporate there. And what was your impression of that function? Now, that was one of the main events that you've ever been to, right?
Oh, I've been to several that were kickoffs for new products, but that was the first function of that type. And that was great because it not only talked more about the Nikon products and give us more information on the Nikon products, but it also, you were able to talk to other business builders about how they're building their business, some ideas, and then just to socialize with people and feel the enthusiasm and feel the love for the company and love for people that they're helping each other. It's a true teamwork that you don't find anywhere else.
Yeah, and one of the things that you probably would verify to say that when you were talking with other people, that even though they weren't in your organization, you felt comfortable talking with them, and they felt comfortable talking with you and sharing their ideas, and they didn't feel have a guilt trip to any of that expense. The fact is that we're trying to get anything out of you, right?
No, there. It is like everyone is there to help, which was the other amazing thing. I was like, okay, if they're not in my particular upline or downline, I can see that there's going to be some competition here. It is not like that at all. It is truly people helping people any way they can. I can call anyone, anywhere, and they'll help me.
Yeah, that's great.
And I've done it.
Oh, good, good. Well, we've had a great time here today. Terry, is there anything you'd like to conclude to that at all?
Well, when you listen to Sherry, when she shares with her background and how I approached her with the business, when I told you when I first started, I had got all the products in. I went to try to show products to all my friends and family, and I blew people out of the water because I walked up this big black bag carrying these magic tricks, and I couldn't get the things to work right. And as you heard Sherry talk, when we sat there and I went to her living room, I never take in the products. And I get that because the reason I never taken their products with me, because I believe that's Ed Wein's on his tape, we're fishers of men. And the biggest lure we have in our tackle box, I believe, is our products. And then once Sherry got on the products, and then she transformed into this magnificent distributor, and it's kind of taken off. But I just think it's the tenure in the business, and I think when people get going in the beginning, their first few months, they get discouraged because not everybody wants to get involved. And as you people got to understand, we went to college for 4 years to get a college degree, and then we had to pay back that education. If you just looked at Nikon or you know, network marketing or our industry, it's the same way. If you were to, because you're going to relearn. It's a paradigm shift. You're going to go, if you could look at it for 4 years, you know, any market, if you look 2 to 5 years to build a freedom, if you could look at this going to college for 4 years, just think where you'd be. I mean, I got out of school and made it, you know, roughly $25,000 a year. And here we are getting pretty close to making that, you know, per a month here real shortly. So it's just a great thing.
I want to thank Terry and Sherry for being involved with this tape, and hope it'll help a lot of other people out there in the industry. And we hope to see you all at the top. Thank you.